South Oxfordshire Council will be raising council tax. A council is raising council tax to focus on frontline services and community priorities. South Oxfordshire District Council agreed its plans for 2026-27 at a meeting on February the 12th, setting a £19.4 million budget that aims to protect essential services, invest in infrastructure and housing, and support environmental goals. To help fund these commitments, the Council will increase its share of council tax by £5 per year for a Band D property, bringing the average annual total to £156.24, around £3 per week. Councillor Pieter Paul Barker, Cabinet Member for Finance and Property Assets, said, "This is a practical, people-first budget that backs our communities, protects the services residents rely on every day, and sets out a capital programme of over £100 million, including investment in community infrastructure that South Oxfordshire so badly needs. The budget includes a capital programme valued at more than £100 million. A key focus is on housing, with a total of £25 million committed so far for emergency accommodation and homes for those most in need on the housing register. Further funds will support community-led housing schemes. Other priorities include improving leisure centres, public toilets and flood protection schemes. The budget earmarks funds for the decarbonisation projects at leisure sites to reduce energy use and emissions. Community funding remains central to the Council's plans. More than £2 million in grant funding will be distributed, including £590,000 for community projects and £750,000 for infrastructure improvements. The funding will support initiatives ranging from village hall upgrades to energy efficient schemes and public space enhancements. The Council's community hub will continue to support residents with housing issues, cost of living pressures, and access to advice and support. A new £100,000 Climate Action Fund will be created to support nature recovery, flood mitigation, and climate adaptation projects. Public toilets in Goring and Dorchester will be refurbished to address vandalism, improve security, and update facilities. Funding has also been allocated to support economic development across the district, with a focus on startups, high streets, and rural employers. Mr. Barker said, "At its heart, this budget is about backing our communities, keeping leisure centres and public toilets fit for local needs, helping protect homes from flooding, supporting community projects, and ensuring help is there for people who need it. These are not abstract figures, but practical investments that make a real difference to everyday life across South Oxfordshire. We are determined to look after every pound of taxpayers' money, especially with local government reorganisation on the horizon." And there's a small picture of Councillor Pieter Paul Barker with this article.